All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are, here we are. So we got the stakeholder holiday party 2021. Everybody from the platform on video. Let me see. I'm getting a lot of feedback. Let me see. Let me meet you guys real quick. Let's see, like this. How do I meet all you guys? Somebody's speaking. Somebody got their close your mics. Yes. Let me see. Here we go. This. All right, got Susie Prof. We got At the C Notes. We got RP. We got Scott Bakes. Nickabaka F. Scotty B is with us. Captain America, the Joker. What up, guys? How y'all doing, man? How's everything, yo? Let me just bring them on. RP. Carl, Susie Prof, the great D Bakes, Nickabaka Ave, and Scott. Hey, everybody, just say hello at all at once. Dominic, say hello at once.
Yo, what's good, family?
What's up, boys?
Yo.
Hello. Happy holidays, everybody.
I'm happy. Another year in talking sports. I thank you for all the platforms. We're talking basketball, hockey, football, baseball, all year round, man, and just an honor to have all you guys and gals here at once. Let's just go round the table. Let's start with the baseball. Susie Prof, say hello to the people, yo.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Susie Prof here, talking Yankees, and I'm not so happy, although I sound cheerful, don't I? I sound cheerful, but I'm not happy.
It's the holidays.
I'm happy about
what's going on. And tell everybody how they can find you, you know, on social media and the Bleeding Yankee Blue, the whole shebang. We're going to promote everybody's platforms and brands and all that stuff.
Sure. So you can find me, Susie Prof, on Twitter, SusieProf1, on Insta, Bleeding Yankee Blue, BleedingYankeeBlue.com. And we are the fans blog. So we are trying to write in a way that makes sense to all of you, relevant to your point of view, try to get in that interesting nugget or side story that you don't necessarily read in like the Post or NJ.com. So hopefully you'll follow us, and we've been doing really well. I think people are furious, so they want to hear us rant about it. But yeah, that's me.
Shout out to Susie Prof. Carl, say hello. You were next in the queue, man. Just say hello to the people, man. You tell the teams you root for, and you know everything you've done for our platform. I can't thank you enough for, you know, across the board, man.
Hey, I appreciate it, Steve. You know, happy holidays to everybody. It's been an interesting, I guess, 2021 in terms of sports goes. Football's still bad. Hockey is making an ascension. Baseball, I'm not totally sure what to think about that. And basketball, who knows? Who knows right now? So you listen. We didn't at this point last year. There were a lot of questions about everything, really, the world, sports, all that, and the fact that we got a year in for the most part of pretty much every sport. Hey, it's grateful. You know, you got something to watch every night. You got somewhere to go if you want to go travel. You know, you're able to go into the arena still. And, you know, to be thankful for that, that's as good as I'll take it. The results, obviously, have not been what we would like, you know, compared to some other places. But, you know, you can't control the results. All you can, you know, just watch, sit back, and just hope for the best.
All right. Shout out to Carl at the C Notes on Twitter. Let's go to the football guy, the frontliner himself, frontliner extraordinaire, D. Bakes, man. Tell him everybody about yourself. Everybody probably knows about you in the platform, but go ahead and say it right here, man.
What's going on, everybody? It's me, Bakes. Happy holidays. I'm primarily a football guy, but I root for my Knicks and my Mets and my Syracuse Orange. I'm an Orange alumni, raised in Queens, New York, but now I reside in Atlanta, Georgia. And I myself with Steve and some other heads, we admin the Frontliners, which is a travel sports group. And we travel to football games and other events, and we do volunteer work when we're on the road and throw tailgates, and we watch the Giants lose. So pretty much it.
D Bakes has done a fantastic job this year. They had a fantastic tailgate in Miami and also in Los Angeles about over a week ago. Man, NYG Frontliners on Instagram. You got to see the wonderful pictures. They have done a great job on a short amount of time, man. Shout out to Bakes. Let's go to the hockey guys, man. Mr. Ranger Proud, how you doing, Mr. RP? And we'll get to Scotty after that. RP, tell them everybody your articles. And is Ranger Twitter in a frenzy since the Nashville game? How are we looking, man?
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight, everyone? Yeah, you can get me on Ranger Proud on Facebook and on Twitter. I'm also a writer for Empire Sports Media and Forever Blue Shirts. Ranger Twitter has actually calmed down. I actually think they're happy or complacent that the season sort of got postponed here. They're playing some good hockey. Panarin was hurt. Chesterkin was about to come back. I think they're all smart enough to know that this little pause might allow them to continue their season and things to quiet down a little bit. Rangers Twitter is always having a meltdown, so, you know, good or bad, it's always out of town. But right now, they've been a little calm, a little surprised. They're playing some good hockey. It's been a good, surprising year. They've been great to watch. A lot of action. I think they only have 7 losses on the season, something like that. So it's been fun. It's been a good season. It's been a lot of ups and downs. As with all our teams, COVID is all of a sudden really running rampant here. But I think everyone's a little bit smarter and sort of knows maybe how to navigate through this to get a complete season in. And only time will tell.
Shout-outs to RP, man, and Ranger's Twitter. It's always a fun read and great articles like through him and also Susie Prof. Shout-outs to him. Scott, man, tell up everybody, man. I mean, this is the alum of the University of Maryland, Rangers guy, a little bit of Giants in him, and too, of course, the Metropolitans out there in Queens. But go ahead, Scott, man. Tell me. You do it, man. You go ahead and do it. You do it better than me, man.
Yeah, those are my teams. Just so you know, yeah, Maryland is my alma mater. Nobody voluntarily picks the Maryland Terrapins football program to root for voluntarily. That's just what I was given, unfortunately. Steve, you should be honored. At 8:50, I had about 15 minutes left in the new Yellowstone, and I bailed on it for this show for you fine people, and I don't do that ever. So you're welcome.
Oh, shit. Scott and Dominic and Av are my guys for the TV shows. Susie Prof too a little bit too, man. She's real great with that too, man, when it comes to the show. Shout out to Scott, man. Thank you. Let's go to the hoop guy.
Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso, dude. You haven't watched Ted Lasso yet.
I got into it. Matter of fact, everybody can speak on it. Feel free to speak up, guys. You don't have to wait for me to speak. A little bit. I only like halfway through season one because of the sports. Just slammed, man.
All right. Get through season one and then get into season two. Ted Lasso, dude. Apple Plus.
All right. Let's go to the man himself, Knickerbocker Avenue, or Source for the Streets for the Knicks. Av, tell everybody who you are. Everybody should know who you are by now. And, of course, Dominic after that.
Well, obviously, I would be nothing if it wasn't for Steve. I'm like one of the original stakeholders.
That's a lie.
Come on, Steve. Well, Knickerbocker Av on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I haven't been active in a long time. That's what happens when you have kids. I have two little girls that went back to back, and you know they pretty much occupy most of my time. But I still try to stay active. You know, at least with this platform, because this is the platform where I really get to blossom and really go in on all the teams, because I participated in every platform, but I stick to the Knicks because that's where, you know, the passion and you know, that my blood really boils. I mean, even though love my Yankees, and over the last few years I've learned more about hockey in the last few years than I ever have in my whole life, and football, I try to stay out of it. But there are times where I listen to you guys on that big blue round table, and I'm like, whoa, I need to get on these things sometimes. Sometimes they go off, and I'm like, yo, this dude's crazy. But, man, I love this thing. But, you know, allow me the honor, Steve, and introduce the man, Mr. Numbers Guy, Mr. Sirius Radio, Dominic DiNardo DP. Please introduce yourself, my brother.
Yes, sir.
First off, Merry Christmas to all. My name is Dominic. I'm the goofy guy that wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning and puts on this date on the KGYR Facebook page. I'm originally from the Bronx, New York. I served 21 years in the United States Army. I retired to the beautiful state of North Carolina. I don't work. I don't have no job. I have plenty of time to just do nothing. I enjoy this immensely. I am a diehard Knicks fan and a diehard Yankee fan. So that being said, hey, guys, I'm the glass half full kind of guy. The Knicks still have more wins than the Giants and the Jets combined. So it's not all bad. It's not all bad, guys. It's going to be okay. But, I love you, Steve, and let's roll.
Let's roll, man. Let's start off with Suzy Prof. Go right in order as far as softball level, you know. Not just your team, Suzy Prof, but baseball as a whole, how you looked at the baseball season. And sports in general, what was your most memorable thing in 2021? Yankees, MLB, sports as a whole. And I'm going right down the line to Carl, Bakes, Av, so on and so forth.
Corey Kluber's no-hitter. That ought to be the best highlight for me in 2021, just seeing him battle back from injury and then go out there and just have like probably the best game of his life was awesome. I mean, I also was happy that the Yankees battled for a while there. And it looked like that maybe we had an opportunity. The injury bug just is rampant in this team, and I don't know what it is. I've written many pieces about their health and wellness and, their training, their protocols around training. I know they changed their trainers. It just seems like the injury bug is something that is plaguing this team, so much so that I think some guys are going to lose their jobs next year. I know the Yankees are interested in Matt Olson to fill the shoes at first base and that Luke Voit could be gone. I would have liked to see Rizzo stay, to be frank with you. I think he brings a lot of charisma and energy to the team. But I think, we've got some really big holes to fill and not a lot of time to do it. And I'm anxious about that. But you asked me the highlight. The highlight's got to be Kluber. Unfortunately, Kluber's gone, but at least we have the memory of a terrific performance, last season.
What about sports as a whole for you? You know, it doesn't have to be your team. What was your other memorable thing about 2021, sports-wise for you, Suzy Prof?
Well, I'm going to say two things. I was so impressed with Tiger Woods this weekend playing with his son after that horrific accident earlier this year, and I could see he was in an immense amount of pain. So seeing him play and come back and do that for his son, I thought was pretty powerful. Also, I'll take the stance of I thought the Olympics were fantastic, and I enjoy watching them, and I think that you see these athletes compete despite the pandemic and giving their all is absolutely just awesome to watch. So I would say those two things, both Tiger coming back and seeing the Olympics certainly lifted my spirits during 2021. Certainly the Giants have broken my heart again for I don't know how many years in a row right now. I'm a season ticket fan, and I haven't been there. I'm not wasting my time going to the games. But I'm sick to death of watching them. So that's a heartbreak. I am excited about the Rangers. It's been years since we've seen them. I don't want to jinx myself, but it's been years, right? And then the Knicks are the Knicks. Angel, I love, those of you who don't see us here, but you can hear us. Angel has a terrific World Champions Knicks banner behind him from 72-73. My father was at that game, so I remember him coming home, with a pennant and just, celebrating. So I guess this is a year of looking back at what could have been and hopeful for what could be in 2022.
All right, cool. Shout-outs to Suzy Prom. And Carl, man, our teams, your most memorable thing, talking on the platforms on any of the shows, sports as a whole, your favorite sports moment, then we go to Bakes, so on and so forth.
Well, for me, a personal, the best moment was going to the Rangers opening game to be with fans again, with that whole bubble set up, and it was just great to just be there when a goal was scored and just to be talking with fans about anything, about hockey, and we were chipping, popping sucks again, which is always great. We were just, everyone was just getting along, and it was a little weird feeling going back for the first time, being around 18,000 when we've kind of been all isolated for the last 2 years. And I mean, I know you guys have been, you know, traveling and going to games and all, but that was my first time back, and it was great. You know, I got to tell you, all the work and the effort everyone's put in to be safe and get the players on the ice and to get a full season back, I really enjoy that. From a team standpoint, my biggest surprise is Chris Kreider. He's just having a great season, and we all know how I'm not the biggest Chris Kreider fan, as is another guy here, right, Scott? So for me to say that, I mean, it's great to see because him playing well, the team is feeding off it, you know, on top of Panarin. And then, I mean, how can you not enjoy watching Adam Fox skate on defense? I'm 52, so I'm one of those guys that constantly compare him to Brian Leetch, and he deserves those accolades. He really does. He's playing at that level. You know, Leetch came from Team USA, and as soon as you saw him on the ice, you're like, this guy is it. And the Rangers don't get that kind of player often. And now you see Fox. It's just a great time to watch him every game, just what he does on and off the ice. I think fans are taking it for granted a little bit because he does it so naturally. But what he does in game in and game out, win or lose, that guy is hot. You know, he's averaging like 25 minutes a game. He's playing great. So it's fun to watch. We're going to get through this little COVID time and get to see some more hockey. From a sports overall, I have to agree. The Olympics was a great moment, you know, what all those people went through to get there, the bubble and the seclusion, not really enjoying the Olympic experience, but putting on an Olympic performance, and, you know, in swimming. It was just great to watch in gymnastics. So I think from a sports standpoint, there's really been some great, great moments to look at, and hopefully have some more moments coming up.
Cool. Let's go to Carl, man. Carl and then Bakes after that, D. Bakes. Carl, your thoughts? Season overall, so on and so forth.
Yeah, you know, Susie actually stole my moment because I was there at Globe Life Field when Kluber had his no-hitter that night on that Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? No. I think it was Tuesday. No, Wednesday night in Texas that night. Obviously, I just moved down here just over a year ago, so Globe Life Field, when it opened last year, it didn't have any fans in it. This year, they did. So it was my first time, you know, first and second time going there that week. And one of those nights happened to be the night that Kluber pitched the no-hitter. So that was, if I think about all the sports events that I went to this past year, that would be the number one moment that I had. Football-wise, I guess I saw one of the Giants' four victories this season, which I guess not many people can say that happened. You know, played the percentages there. So we have that. But besides that, you know, that would be my moment from this past 2021. As far as a sports moment off the top of my head, you know, I'm not sure how many people will mention this. It probably won't even get mentioned at all. But watching Kevin Durant play basketball is really, really fun to watch. And I know there's, you know, folks that don't like, you know, the Brooklyn Nets for whatever reason. You know, they have, you know, whatever emotional feeling that they have towards the ramp. But him coming back from that, you know, injury that he had and to watch him play, that I keep game this whole year that still sticks in my head. It was actually two games. It was the game in which I think he went for 51 or 48 against Milwaukee in the game. He played every minute of the game and they won that game. And then in game seven, he had that shot that unfortunately he was on the 3-point line. And they didn't win that. But if you just like watch him play, like, hey, this guy's gonna go down like as one of the maybe 12 greatest players of all time, and it feels like he's gonna be like underrated or undervalued. Like it just doesn't make any sense to me when I watch this dude play. And you know, just yeah, you know, you see him now. You know, when he's with Oklahoma City and Golden State, he's so far away, you don't really, you know, pay that much attention. But you know, he's on television basically every three times a week. And you watch this guy play, and you're just like, oh my God, this guy, you know, like we, you know, just to be lucky to be able to, you know, watch him play on a regular basis is actually really, 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 really special to have. And throughout the sports world, I'm trying to think, there really wasn't. I mean, the Olympics happened this past year. That was, I was wondering how they were going to pull that off, and they were able to get through that. But outside of that, everything else was, by the time we got to about, I don't know, June or July, I think everything sort of kind of came back to some semblance of normal. And we've, you know, gone from there. So from that standpoint, there really hasn't been any spectacular moments in the last, I don't know, 5 months or so. So we just, you know, we hope for more in 2022.
Cool, man. Thank you very much. Let's go to Dwayne, man. D Bakes, your thoughts, man. Your team's still in session. I know some of the stakeholders already kind of uttered their opinions, but go ahead, fire away, bro. And favorite sports moment. And not only just that, but, you know, things you do with the community, the tailgate. So if you want to implement that as well. And then we'll get to the basketball. Oh, we get to Scotty after that, Scotty B after that.
Yeah, well, definitely 2021. I think a big moment that we all should kind of care about was the return of fans to the arena. That was a big deal. It was very different watching sports games with no fans or virtual fans. I don't know how you guys felt about that. It was just very weird for me. I mean, I go to quite a few games, mostly football. I do some basketball. But that was a big deal. But the biggest deal for me as a Caribbean was Summer Olympics, the dominance of the female track and field team in the Olympics was huge and kind of undernoted because it wasn't a mainstay country, but I don't think it's irrelevant. And even that traveled into the like the professional races post that the dominance was there. So that was a big deal for me. So that was my two highlights. And I mean, my surprise moment for me was seriously, I didn't think the Giants were going to be this bad. I really didn't think going in they were going to be this bad. I didn't think they were going to be a playoff or a division winner, but I didn't think they were going to be this bad. Ravaged by injury, ravaged by bad GM and head coach. So I guess we are where we are. But those were my moments that stuck in my mind for 2021. In terms of the community service, I know I mentioned briefly before, but one of the things I'm passionate about is community service. So when we do our events, when we travel to various organizations, we try to give back to the community, give some hours back, and interact with the community and do charitable services, not just giving money, but giving time. So when we were in L.A., we did 2 hours with PS Science, which is an organization that helps provide tools and resources for teachers in the LA County community that does science outreach. So it was pretty good to do that and help them, and they were very happy to see us. And check out the Frontliner page, you see those pictures of us interacting, and it's always a great feeling to give back to the communities that we travel to. So that was awesome. And, you know, we win the tailgates. We always say we are undefeated in our tailgates. We know when we go out, we interact and we see our friends on the road. And, you know, if we win, it's a cherry on top.
Yeah, shout-outs to D-Bakes, the whole Frontliners team. Shout-out to Captain Bill. He had a fantastic tailgate at the Miami game. If you see the pictures on the Frontliners page on Instagram, NYG Frontliners, fantastic. A couple of weeks back-to-back, he's right, man. The football team's kind of let us down, but the camaraderie with Big Blue fans has been fantastic. Let's go to Scott, man. Crider's kind of shocking me as far as the blue shirts. I mean, I'm a Crider guy, and I know you're a Crider guy with Dallas, but yeah, I'll let you explain it. But your favorite sports moment, whether it's Rangers, NHL, any league, across the board, any sport, fire away, Scott, and then we get to Av, and then Dom, and then we bring on Kristen.
Well, first of all, I've never said one bad word about Chris Kreider on your show ever, and I would love to hear a video. I'd love to hear some tape proving me wrong. Just kidding. No, it is a great surprise because, you know, we never doubted his skills, his ability to score, but what we doubted was his effort on a nightly basis, and he's doing it this year. So, yeah, that we like he's doing what we were – hoping and we knew he can do for 9 years and been waiting for. And it is nice. He's not really taking days off this year, which is very nice. I think for me, the biggest sports moment, well, since most my other teams are the Mets and Giants, so as we talked about, not much to talk about there, just hockey in general, the fact that the Rangers are back, it was a very painful 4 years. I mean, it wasn't unexpected. We just had to grit and bear it, but it looks like we are coming out of that finally. So that has been nice. And, yeah, you know, to pretty much echo the other people who said it, the return of fans. I went to 2 games last year when the hockey season started up again, a Ranger game in Philly and a Ranger game in New Jersey, which was about 1,000 fans each. And I'll tell you what, it was pleasant at the time because it's something, you know, we never really experienced before. I'll tell you, just, you know, getting beers, the bathroom line was just absolutely fantastic. But obviously not something we wanted to get used to in the long term. So my first game this year was up in Montreal, the Rangers, obviously, and it was also Montreal's home opener. And, you know, those of you who like baseball heavy and football heavy, I guess, you know, Montreal, if you're not too familiar with hockey, Montreal is basically the Lambeau Field, old Yankee Stadium, Fenway, Wrigley, all mixed into one, whatever. You know, it's like, no, I hate Notre Dame, but it's like Notre Dame, you know, home game, you know, they're crazy up there. And they were right off the finals, and that was, you know, they had no fans for the Stanley Cup. I think they had 1,000, I think, but, you know, Montreal's home opener, full packed house. It was, you know, it was quite experience up there, and the Rangers won, which made it even that much better. But it was just, you know, that was my first experience with a return to a full arena. And it couldn't have been a more fun night. So it's just, we were getting back to some sense of normalcy up until about last week. And now everything seems to be falling apart again. But it was nice for a brief moment to get back to normal. And hopefully, the NHL's canceling a lot of games. They were very wise to bail on the Olympics. A, they got no business going there. In this climate, what's going on? They got no business going there. And also, they have a lot of time off in February across the league, so they're going to need that time, you know, that blank slate of a month to fill in some of these games. So hopefully this is temporary and get back to normal again.
Cool, man. Thank you, bro. Shout out to Scott, man. Knickerbocker Ave, man, I don't know where you could go with this, man. You all KGYR out, so I'll let you fire away, bro, and of course Dominic, and then we'll get on Kristen.
All right, so I don't know what would be the highlight of the year for me, because obviously if I'm just going Homer proud and being a Knick fan, it would have to be just the insanity that was game two of the Eastern Conference first round against Atlanta when we won that game. And just that playoff atmosphere when, you know, returning to the Garden for the first time in, you know, 7-8 years, and just the phenomenal year the Knicks had last year was phenomenal. But I think the highlight or highlights of my year didn't even happen at Madison Square Garden. Didn't happen with the Knicks. I would have to say that the Deontay Wilder Gypsy King fight was a very, very explosive, very good fight. That's what you want in a heavyweight championship fight. And I know we're talking boxing, and we don't really do it so often, but that was a great highlight because that was a well-hyped match, and Fury, you know, came out the winner as expected, but it wasn't an easy victory by no stretch of the imagination. But, you know, we're kind of glossing over, you know, all these other moments of sports for, like, the more lesser-known sport because, you know, just last week, New York City Football Club won the MLS championship. What we got to say about that one? Because, MLS doesn't get the credit. I mean, it's kind of like where hockey was 10, 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago. And, you know, it has a very small following, but, you know, I was at a restaurant. out in Long Island, and just the amount of people that had the FC colors on as they were winning in penalty kicks, that was, you know, and it's seeing that a world championship return to the Big Apple for the first time in, what, 9 years is, it's saying something. So big ups to them. I think that would be the highlights for my year. But going back to the Knicks, you know, the year that they had, the identity that they established, the, you know, the performance of Julius Randle, and just making it to the playoffs and having that fan support throughout the whole thing. That 9-game win streak was also a big highlight. I mean, sometimes it gets glossed over, but I mean, that 9-game win streak, when it seemed like we just couldn't lose, it was amazing. And, you know, we were on this – hell, Dominic freaking predicted it, if anything. He predicted that we were going to go, you know, win 6 or 7 in a row. We ended up getting 9, and I was like, whoa. But it's been a phenomenal year, especially with the fans returning, you know, to the arenas. Having the, you know, people being able to go to bars and actually, you know, congregate and have a good time, getting things back to normal. Unfortunately, things are going a little bit, you know, are turning for the worse with this new Omicron variant. So, you know, who knows if, you know, that puts a halt to sports again. But as far as I can say, 2021 is worlds better than what 2020 was. And we all remember how bad that was in terms of sports, in terms of being a fan, in terms of any kind of content of any kind. You know, people have to come up with stuff on the fly. And, you know, I'm just grateful and thankful that, you know, that we finally got – we're back to normal. We're doing the things – you know, we're back to, you know, watching games like normal people. You know, crack open a beer, kick your feet up, put on a Yankee game, tune in on Sunday, watch the Giants, an occasional Ranger game, or you were watching the Knicks. And – that was, and hell, even the other teams, the teams that we don't mention very often, the Mets every now and then, the Jets, sorry, fuck the Islanders, and and you know, just watching, you know, just watching sports in general, it was such a great time to, you know, to be a sports fan again, because it really got us back into, you know, some form of normalcy back in not only in this city, but in this country is, and in the world at large.
Thank you, Av. Thank you very much. And shout outs to NYCFC, man, on the championship, because you – I was going to mention that, but you got to it before me. I knew you would, man. Shout outs to Av on that. Dominic, man, I mean, shoot, man, where could you go? I mean, the historian in you, how much you get on the Knicks, fans, day-to-day, SiriusXM radio, the whole shebang. And then, fire away, bro, and then we'll bring on Kristen.
Well – being that I am a proud alumni of the great Penn State and the University of North Carolina, with all my illustrious travels whenever my feet were on the ground. That being said, it didn't end well for all of them teams. And with the icing on the cake, Army lost the Navy. So that was a stomachache ready to happen. I hate to be the Debbie Downer with everybody being back in the crowd. Me and Steve had this conversation. Yes, it was good for aesthetics, but it killed the Knicks. The Knicks were playing very well when there was nobody in the crowd. And then when the crowd came back, they started feeling themselves, and away they went. So, and to the young man, I think his name is Carl, Kevin Durant may go down as the greatest offensive player in the NBA, period. It might not even be a conversation about this. I am not a Nets fan. I hate the Brooklyn Nets, but I love Kevin Durant. He stands for everything that these players should be standing for now. Give me a ball. Let me play. Damn load management. I just like playing basketball. That's a gift in itself. Whether you like him or not, to watch him do what he does is simply phenomenal. Not to mention coming off an injury that normally kills people's careers. I mean, that is unbelievable what this young man is doing. But that being said, on to the Knicks. Well, sometimes it is what it is, guys. You know, we rolled the dice. We went for offense over defense. So we went for this over that, and right now we don't have this or that. I don't mean to be the Debbie Downer in the crowd, but, you know, numbers don't lie. People lie with numbers. And the Knicks rolled the dice, and here's where they're at right now. They sacrificed playing good defense. You know, probably the best defensive team in the league last year. Field goal percentage against, three-point percentage against, points against. And now we're nowhere near that. It's kind of disheartening to see. But, again, being the glass half-empty kind of full kind of guy, I think they could right the ship. They've got to make some adjustments, and they have to be done internally. I tell Steve and Knickerbocker Avenue all the time, tick-tock, Leon Rose, you're on the clock. You did this. Now you got to fix this. So that being said, they need some work, guys. Let's not give up. They're not that far behind. When you look at the NBA this year, guys, if I'm not mistaken, the Lakers have as many losses as us. There's plenty of teams that aren't burning up the NBA this year. So is it a good year to have a slow start? Nah, you don't want to, but it's not all over. You know, as far as the Olympics, guys, you know, I'm a service member, you know. I love my country like most of us probably do, and I really got a kick out of the trolls because I love the trolls on social media who think social media is real life. It's social media, people. It's not real life. The U.S. lost a couple of exhibition games, and you had people actually rooting for us to lose. Now, I'm not going to say everybody should wave the red, white, and blue, but when you're hoping our basketball team loses, that's pretty sad. They came through, and guess what, to my man Carl, if it wasn't for Kevin Durant, some of the trolls on social media might have had a field day and say, see, I told you they weren't that good. But all that being said, guys, it's been a great year. And I will say this about my Yankees. I will never give up on them. I am from the Bronx. I think my biggest thing with the Yankees this year was that run Stanton went on. That was incredible. When he was hitting them moon shots, oh, it was electrifying. And to my Yankees, they have to get it right. They do, because the home run or bust, it hasn't been working. You know, everybody in America knows if you throw a curveball in the dugout, Gary Sanchez is going to swing. We know that. We're just fans, and we know that. So you know, scouts know it. But I have faith in the Yankees. I'm not totally a gloomer like most people, blaming Cashman, the Steinbrenners. Let's give it a chance. You know, there's things that can be done, and I'm pretty sure they will. Remember, guys, through all of the bad mouthing we've taken with the Yankees, 100 wins two seasons in a row. I understand, you know, a lot of the young people, it's World Series or bust. Well, I'm old enough to have enjoyed many World Series. I just want to see competitive baseball. I love the Yankees. I love baseball. But just, you know, sometimes we got to pump our brakes as fans and just say, you know what, I enjoy watching them play. Yeah, they got this and that. They got holes. But they're the Yankees, guys. I mean, and if you didn't enjoy that Stanton run, then Lord have mercy. That was something to behold. I'll tell you a quick story before I go. I'm at my niece's house. Her father-in-law is there with his Boston Red Sox hat on. And Stanton hit that home run that went to Connecticut. I got up and went home. I said, good night. I got to go. I don't want to hear no more. I got to go. So on that note, Steve, you know this is always great, man. Just everybody keep your head up. Don't let COVID get you down. You know, we'll get through this like we do everything else, you know. Wars, pandemics, we'll be fine. We're better than this. Just keep your heads up, people.
Shout out to Donardo DP, Don, man. Thank you very much. I don't know how she feels right now, man, after that game yesterday,
but
man.
My whole thing was I despise the Cowboys. I'm burning up mad.
You bring her on. Kristen, wish we could get you on video, but you've been a bad girl, huh? Tell everybody what the hell's going on with your situation.
Yeah, I had to go off on a Cowboy fan. It was terrible. And he just pulled me out of character, I guess. So I'm banned for a couple of days. So I was going to do the video chat, but they won't even let me do that. No, I can't be involved in any reindeer games, I guess. So
was it worth it?
But yeah. But I'm here. So, oh, yeah, it was definitely worth it. I chewed him up and spit him out. He didn't even – he looked so ridiculous. It was bananas. So the guy's a screenshot, like, junkie and, like, taking articles from papers and, you know, putting it on the internet. And it was just ridiculous. So, yeah, I had to shut him down. But in the meantime, I guess I was reported. So you know how that goes.
Man, we wish we could have you on this episode. We're all on video. Susie Prav, D. Bakes, Carl, Knickerbocker F, Scotty B, Mr. Ranger Prav, Dominic, all here, man. And you know, you got the Dr. Claw thing going on from Inspector Gadget, but it's all love. But, you know, you bleed all blue across the board. What was your memorable sports moment for 2021 with either our teams or just sports in general? Fire away, man. I mean, I don't know where you could go with it because you root for all squads and you're definitely embedded with sport.
That's a hard one because not everybody did so great, so there's not much to report. But I do like the game the Giants played against Washington. I think that was one of our most solid football games that we played probably all year. It's not saying much. But, yeah, I really think that that's one of our more solid games I was happy with all the way around, not just defense but offense. And we're still struggling. It's been a battle for over 10 years now, and we're really getting tired of it. It's exhausting. You know, you would think that Mary's getting embarrassed with the crowd that was there on Sunday when it's 95% Cowboy fans. Cowboy fans, it's absolutely embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And they're killing us. Well, not just them, but a lot of people. So it's hard as a Giants fan. A lot of changes have to be made. And, you know, I could go on and do a whole show just about that. But that was probably my most memorable moment. It's not saying much. I'm sorry. I don't know what else. Let me see. Let me think. I do like Stanton's run. I do agree with Dominic. I love that. I was thrilled because the season before, I was kind of dogging him. I was one of the ones that was really getting on him, and he was cold, and he was hitting and swinging at everything but the ball. So it was a big deal, and, you know, we finally got that little push, and then we kind of fizzled out again. So it is what it is. It's a New York thing. It just goes all the way around with all the teams. But I'm proud of the Knicks. This year they've come a long way. You know, a lot of people are dogging the Knicks, but from where we've been, I'm pretty proud of them. It's a shame that COVID has to be running rampant right now through everything. Plus, it's killing my fantasy team. You have no idea. Between the friggin' injuries and the guys that are, you know, out with COVID, it's just wreaking havoc on my team. So, you know, as long as these guys can stay healthy, you know, Kemba and Randall and all these guys, as long as they stay not only healthy but consistent, you know, and that's another thing with all the New York teams. It's another thing with consistency. It's a collective thing. I just don't know what it is. I can't really explain it, but that's probably what it is. It's just bizarre. We get hot and then we fizzle out. Or we're just bad from beginning to end like the Giants. We just suck from the time we hit the gate to the time we go home. There's no discipline with the Giants. That's what's aggravating. You know, if you listen to the podcast and, you know, listen to us rant and rave, even if you don't chime in, you should listen to it. It's very therapeutic. So if you're upset, please call the show because it's really good.
All right. Shout out to Kristen on that.
That's really it. There's really not much good going on, but that's about it for, you know, 2021 for me.
All right, cool. Thank you, Kristen. Let me go top level. I'm gonna try to run this through this real fast, and I want to get some awards out. But on the basketball, man, I loved what Milwaukee did to Brooklyn, getting them out of the way, because I did not want a Nets championship. Av and Dominic, you already guys know where I stand with the basketball. When Milwaukee did that, and they got over the hump, and I thought I enjoyed the finals versus the Suns. And the Suns, I think, are probably going to be there out of the West. They are rolling right now. But that's on the NBA level. Now, on the hockey level, I know RP, I think after that Panarin scandal, we were done in the 55-game season with the Rangers. We were done. We could never recover, but they're also a fast start, and we gotta get bodies back. We gotta get Shesterkin back. You already know how we feel about that, Scott and RP. But I really enjoyed the Eastern Conference. It's not the Eastern Conference Finals. That was like the semifinals with the Islanders and the Lightning. That was a fantastic series. Love that series. After that, whoever won that was winning the Stanley Cup, and that's pretty much what happened. And Tampa Bay rolled over Montreal, who was pretty much surprising. On the baseball level, Susie Prof, you already know. The Yankees are in a stacked division. Toronto was coming. They're still coming. Then you already had to deal with a Boston team that we kind of rolled off, and they got off to a fast start. And the Yankees had some good baseball, and then they had some bad baseball. But Tampa Bay really surprised me, falling out the way they did to the rest. That really surprised me, Susie Prof. And I know me, you, and Carl had those discussions as well. And that's probably the most surprising thing on the baseball side. And I'm glad that out of the lesser of four evils, I didn't want the Dodgers to win. I didn't want the Red Sox to win. I didn't want the Astros to win. You know, I hate the Astros. Probably more than the Red Sox at this point. The way they handled 2019, the Braves was the default team that won. It is what it is. And then we all know what happened on the football side. Brady goes there. And next thing you know, they go on a hot streak. They went to Green Bay, won in Green Bay. Won the Super Bowl, destroyed Kansas City. And I'm actually surprised they didn't even score no points last night. I was shocked to see that. But on the football note, we already know Bakes and Carl and Kristen and Susie Prov have, you know, the Big Blue, man, they got a lot of work. So that's going to take a whole lot of therapy and then some. Then on a missing the sports. Did I get all the sports? I think I got all the sports. I agree with you, Av. That boxing, man, that was a big event. And I kind of like the exhibition stuff they're doing in between. You saw what they're doing now with the, you know, former NFL player like Gore and Darren Williams. They're fighting exhibition bouts and Paul. It's kind of entertaining, but we want to see the real boxing. So I'm with you on that, on Av. And that heavyweight battle was pretty good. Let me get to the awards thing, man. You know, 2016, I do these Feast Mode Awards. I go to wherever I'm watching my teams, Dallas in 2016, 2017, Kansas City, Nashville in 18, 2019 was Boston, 2020 was Philadelphia. But I have to go back to Boston, man. I was just there over the weekend. There was a battle between New Orleans, Columbus, Ohio, when I was looking for the Rangers, L.A., New Orleans. Man, Boston is a good food town, man. I got to give them a crown. I had the lobster, the clam chowder, was at Cheers. I got to give it back to Boston for 2021, man. If I could have got to the Kansas City for the football, I may have gone that route. But, man, you know, Boston gets the crown for me for 2021 for the Feast Mode Championship. And as far as stakeholder of the year, man, we had brought this up, that most active stakeholder. You know, 2017 was Chandler. We had 2018 was Dominic. 2019 was Kristen. And we crowned Jimmy. Last year, Jimmy V for a baseball episode, I thought he was fantastic. But 2021, he probably locked it up before Easter. We got to go with Carl on this, man. Carl, you have been fantastic with our baseball, our football, just all of our, you know, the stakeholder spotlight. Shout out to the stakeholder spotlights, by the way, Kristen and Scott on those episodes, and Carl. I just want to say thank you for all you do. Thank you all, you know, base, you know. Susie Prof, RP, what you do. But Carl, across the board, you know, for the baseball episodes this year, football, week in and week out, all season, man, I want to give you the Stakeholder of the Year Award, you know what I'm saying, for his most active, just participating on for all our platforms. You came on a hockey platform, I believe, too, as well. I just want to see if you want to, anything you'd like to say as far as your participation on all of our platforms, man, before we go around, get additional final thoughts from everybody.
No, just thank you. You know, there's certain times where, you know, a certain thing will come up where it just sort of piques my interest. I know when we're talking about the hockey, you know, in I think the late spring, it was right after that Tom Wilson situation where he got into it with Buchnevich and, you know, and a couple members of the Rangers team. I still feel as if, you know, the Rangers kind of, you know, overreacted, I guess, the best way I could put it. But, you know, it is what it is. And then we talked during the Stanley Cup, so that was a great time as well. And then baseball sort of came along right when the Yankees were struggling. I think it was like middle of July, middle late July, when they had that series in Boston where They lost three of the four games. I think it was right after Herman had pitched that suit. Kind of, he had pitched a no-hitter, but then he came out the game, and then they ended up losing the game. I think he kind of started right there. And then we kind of took it from there the rest of the way, right up until that fateful night in the wild card game in Boston, that Tuesday night when it didn't go right for Cole against the Red Sox. But hey, it is what it is. But besides that, hey, listen, thank you guys all, man. You know, 2021 was great, and hopefully 2022 can bring some you know, more exciting times, and that we don't have to drown in our misery of losses and poor performance and underperformance and WTF. Like, can we at least, hopefully, you know, if it's not, you know, if it's fill in the blank team, whoever it may be, hopefully it's the teams we root for, but maybe if it isn't, you know, just, you know, something where we can at least, you know, be excited about a specific game. Like, I feel like the last number of years, specifically with football, and Bakes would probably attest to this, and you too, Steve, like, we've gotten to a point now where we almost don't even talk about the games itself anymore because the games are irrelevant. Like, when you're 4-10 or whatever the hell the number is now, you know, like, what am I going to talk about? Like, oh, the team's bad again. Okay, they suck. Okay, well, great. But, like, what else is there to discuss? So, you know, I know the Knicks are hopefully, you know, not going to be in that position by the trade deadline, you know, but they're trending in a weird way right now. The hockey, it looks like it's trending back up, though the Rangers are in a little bit of a slump right now. That market correction is sort of, you know, playing out. So let's just hope that we get to the springtime and we've got some good stuff to talk about. You know, we, you know, don't want bad stuff. Let's just get rid of bad stuff and just only talk about good stuff. We can get one of these teams or a couple of them to, you know, do some work for us.
Man, Carl, thank you very much, man, on that. 2021 Stakeholder of the Year, man, and thank everybody, you know, just stakeholders across the board, man. If somebody got their microphone on, AG, if you mute it real quick, let's get some final thoughts because I know we're running out of time. But Susie, probably, I know you're Notre Dame, but, you know, final thoughts, Yankees, baseball, sports across the board. I know you're Notre Dame. How do you feel about Brian Kelly, man, going to LSU?
I feel awful about that. That is the worst news that happened. I tell you what, I when that happened, I was just so done. I'm like, another guy leaving for money. And I believed that he was a Notre Dame guy. And that he duped everybody, really. I was sick about it, absolutely sick. And the way that he left his players like that before the bowl game, and it's just awful. And
a la Bobby Petrino.
Unfortunately. Now. I got to tell you, I watch college basketball to kind of recover between baseball ending and starting, right? And I watch college football because usually by the time that happens, I'm either getting my heart broken by the Yankees, or I'm just over it at that point. And what I just said in the chat, because we're here chatting as well, is one of the hardest things about writing a blog is when your team just stinks night after night. And one of the hardest things about writing the blog is when something dramatic happens, like the Brian Kelly incident, and then you kind of like have to relate it back to, you know, another circumstance or try to find some sort of other angle, the fan's mind off of the bad thing that just happened. And I have to say, like, in 2020 as well, it was just very hard to find, you know, just that glimmer of hope for the Yankees. And I'm hopeful that that this year maybe I'll have something else better to write about. I mean, how many times can I write about Sanchez stinking behind the plate? I mean, before you're ready to kick my ass, right? But, you know, in all seriousness, the reads have been up lately for Bleeding Yankee Blue. And I think, you know, it's because, like, fans miss it. They miss it. They were hopeful that the Yankees were going to do something. Then we had the lockout. God help us, Carl, if we have to wait until July for the season to start, because I don't know what I'm going to fill my void. Maybe I'll be watching the Rangers more often, right, because they seem to be the only New York team that knows what they're doing.
They're the only winning team in New York. Why not?
Tuesday nights.
It is so true. But, yeah, I mean, I think, Steve, just, you know, that blow, I'm a Notre Dame fan, but that was a tough blow. That was a really tough blow to see him leave like that. Yeah, future blog post, Hicks hurt again, shocking. If we don't actually get a center fielder, shortstop, and another pitcher, I swear to God, we're just going to watch the Mets just take over New York sports. It's so ridiculous. Sorry.
And that would make cakes in our people.
I have no beef.
No problem with that.
I don't have any beef with the Mets.
No.
I have no beef with the Mets, except that they're not the Yankees. You know, that's my only issue with them. Yeah, so hopeful. I mean, I'm hopeful, Steve, but, I mean, it's like, abysmal at this point because we've signed nobody.
Now we're going to catch up on the baseball. Susie Prof 1 on Instagram, on Twitter. I love your threads. I love reading your articles when I'm on the go. It gives me thoughts as far as topics, and I bring it back to you on the show. Thank you very much for all you do for Yankee fans, and especially on social media and Driven as well, man. And I look forward to the spring training with you as well. And, you know, hopefully with this lockout thing, whatever, they figured it out, man. But Susie Prof, you're blessed, man. Thank you so much. Mr. Ranger, give us some final thoughts from you, bro. And then, of course, you know, our squad, you know, we got cancellations and shit, man. And then get this, everybody else.
Speaking from someone who had to go through a rebuild and try to write about that constantly, I understand what other bloggers are saying. It's a tough time when your team isn't playing well. It's a tough time when you see your players that you like getting traded, and it was a tough time writing when they were in the bubble. It's hard to find not constant stories, but different stories to write about. Seems to me that everyone, if you scroll through Twitter, everyone sort of grabs the same topics. Even if you look at the regular beat writers, everyone's sort of covering the same thing, and it's always hard to find that unique story, whether it's really long, 1,000 words or a quick hit. So the fun part of the writing is trying to come up with that uniqueness in it, and it's great to have this platform. Because a lot of times I'll talk with Steve and Scott on a Tuesday night and go, damn, that's a good story to write about later on. And Steve will see and go, hey, didn't we talk about that last night? So I think that part of it, this part of it, gives you a little bit more interest, a little bit more dynamic of what you write about and talk about. Really quick, I want to know what everyone thought, if I could. How much COVID and the business side of sports is being affected and how decisions are being made? For instance, I just read as we're talking that the NHL canceled the last 4 games tomorrow night. So they've canceled all their games until after the Christmas break. But I don't think NFL could have done that because this year they're playing 2 games on Christmas Day. And I know normally the NBA plays a couple of games on Christmas Day. So my theory of it is with the NHL, it was an easier decision to make because they don't play during the Christmas break. So from a health-wise, it was a smart move. From player-wise, it was a smart move just to give everyone a little reset and see if they can sort of get a grasp on it. But do you think the NFL would have canceled games, even though it's a little bit easier to move games around because they only play on Sundays? I think the NBA is in the same boat as hockey. I don't know if they could be able to do that depending on when they're playing. But do you think the NFL or the NBA would have said, you know something, I think the NFL has 100 guys in protocol, which is a whole other story. But would they be willing to cancel this week's games, tomorrow games or Saturday's game, Christmas Day's games? Or do you think the commissioner's like, well, I just can't afford to give up all that TV money and all of that, and they're playing games like the Ravens did the other day when I think 10 of their defensive players were out of the lineup? I mean, where is that limit where you have to say, yeah, we want to keep playing, but to what level? The Rangers play the Islanders, Steve. Before Thanksgiving, they were missing 9 guys, 11 with injuries. Now, as a Ranger fan, well, that's just how it goes, and we played and we won. But if you really think about it, then after that, they postponed games. So I'm trying to ask, where is that line in the sand? Where it's smart to cancel the games? Not to cancel a season, but to do what they're doing now, or to just play it through. But then shouldn't they just keep it even and not postpone any games? That's my question, I guess, to what you guys. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's fair that you're canceling some games. Well, what's the threshold? 9 games out of the lineup, and then it's automatic postponement, or right now with the NHL, it seems to be they were picking and choosing a lot, and it was hurting other teams, and it's giving teams wins that they may not have. Rangers are in that category too. So I don't know where this line in the sand should be, but on top of all these players are more or less asymptomatic, and we're only finding out that they're positive because a league like the NHL is testing every day. Guys aren't coming out with symptoms and saying, oh, I'm sick, I can't do it. They're just hitting positive, and they sit them, and that's where we're at. Then I'll give you my final thoughts.
Okay, because we're almost out of time. Let's try to get everybody's thoughts on that. If you could, let's quickly run through that for RP real quick, and RP can give us a quick final thoughts after that. Carl, what are your thoughts with that? If you could give us like a 15-second response, Bakes, if you want, as far as the leagues and COVID.
Yeah, it's hard to do it in football because it's once a week. Like if you could play, I don't know, 3 football games in 10 days in football, you probably could pull it off. In hockey, I know there's going to be a spot. I think instead of the Olympics, they're going to use that like 2.5-week period to make up all the games that have been canceled. So you have that sort of window. But in some of these other sports, you know, specifically football, it's almost impossible to do that, especially with the compressed schedule that they have for playoffs and Super Bowl and that kind of stuff.
Biggs, what about you?
Yeah, it's tough to do in football because of the revenue. The revenue it generates, and with the set schedule, there's no really room to make up, as Carl said. So in football, it's really tough, and owners are not trying to give up that money, and I don't blame them on that.
Scott, what about you?
I mean, the NFL, you know, we've talked about this on the hockey show. The NFL has no regard for the safety and health of their players. Now, whether or not these canceling games and season whatnot is overreaction, that's a story for another time. But let's just assume that it's not, and they're doing the right thing, the hockey is, and I'm sure the NBA will follow suit very quickly. The NFL has always had zero regard for the health of their players. I mean, look at how they deal with concussions. Hockey players get concussions, they're out for months. These guys have to prove that they are healthy to get back in. NFL concussions last 1 week. Maybe a guy misses a game for a concussion, and then we see what happens down the stretch. So that was going to translate to COVID as well. They're not going to cancel games. There's too much money on the line. And, you know, on one hand, you can say, money is more important than these guys' health. That's the way it's always been in the NFL. That's the way it's going to continue to be. So the NFL is not canceling anything.
All right, Knickerbocker Av, and then Dom, and then Kristen, and then we go back for RP for final thoughts. Av.
The NFL, I echo the same sentiment. The NFL doesn't give two flying fucks about their players. I mean, just look at how they treat concussions, as already stated, and look at how they treat the freaking players that have already been moved on and had multiple lawsuits against them, so, and against team doctors and what have you. The NBA might eventually end up doing it, because they're going to have to, because they're going to follow the same suit that the NHL is, because, you know, their offices are right next door to each other, so it's going to end up happening. But my final thought real quick, I know we're pressed for time. Fuck Hal Steinbrenner and his penny pinching. Daniel Jones fucking sucks. Kevin Durant can go straight to fucking hell. And the Knicks need to make a damn move. And go Rangers, because they're actually out there making New York actually mean something.
Your Twitter beef with Kevin Durant. I don't think a lot of people do know about that. Let them know.
Well, Kevin Durant, sometime last year he was talking about how the Knicks weren't cool. And that's the reason he didn't come here and all that other nonsense. So I took that into it. I took that as, as offense because, I'm a Knicks fan. You know, if you're a Brooklyn Nets fan, whatever the case may be, but to me, they're still New Jersey, okay? They're not the Brooklyn Nets, and I'm from Brooklyn. I'm born and raised in Bushwick. That's how I roll. I will never root for the fucking Nets. And Kevin Durant can eat a dick. You know what I'm saying? He can eat shit.
Whoa. All right. And
hashtag fuck KD, fuck the Nets with KD freaking in big capital letters. Fuck the Nets. Fuck them, fuck them, fuck them. Pal Steinbrenner still fucking sucks. cut that fucking penny pitcher shit. And the Giants need to make some changes because Daniel Jones ain't shit. And the Knicks need to make a trade. I don't give a fuck what they do right now. They need to make a trade.
They about to
cover everybody.
We're going to do it on Wednesday. We'll get to on Wednesday. shout out to Dominic, real quick, your thoughts on the COVID situation from the question from RP, and we'll get Kristen and Susie Prosper on that real quick because we're out of time. But
public service announcement. The views expressed by Knickerbocker Ave are not those expressed by KGYR. That being said, the only thing that'll ever help the NFL guys, and I'm not a big NFL fan, but the only thing that'll help them is if they can the union and become an independent damn league and let the players speak for themselves, do something, because they have the weakest league, probably, I mean, the weakest union in America. So that ain't going to change. I will give the NBA a tad bit of credit. They're actually trying to do something that me, you, and Knickerbocker have talked about, Steve, with these bringing players up, signing them on 10-day contract. Because guess what, guys? The NBA is up against revenue, too. There's a magic number of 62 games when it comes to revenue. If the 62 games don't get met, well, here we are. And again, in the famous words of the Wu-Tang Clan, cash moves everything around.
Everything around me.
So that's the bottom line when it comes to a lot of these sports as far as COVID. You know, like I said before, people, keep your heads up. It's going to be all right. It was a pleasure meeting and talking with every one of you guys and gals. But, again, people, just keep your heads up, man. We're bigger than this. Don't let it get you down. Stay off of Twitter. You know, say what you got to say and roll on. That's what I do. 7 o'clock in the morning, I say what I got to say and I move the hell on. Because it ain't real life, guys. This is real life. Real adults talking sports. And on that note, Steve, as I always say, I love you, man, and thank you for this great opportunity.
You're the man, man. Shout out to Dom. Krista, give us a few seconds on the answer to the question from RP, and then we get Susie Prostos real quick on the COVID. Real quick.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a repeat of last year. They're going to end up shutting everything down because it's just it's running rampant through everything, through every venue. And, yeah, of course, the vendors aren't even – half the vendors that are even at MetLife weren't there or at Yankee Stadium this year. Because I was looking high and low for sausage and peppers. When they didn't have it, yeah, it's a trickle down effect. So yeah, they're losing money. I don't want a stinking hot dog. I want a sausage and pepper fucking grinder. That's it.
Damn.
When you can't, then I have ushers. I'm asking ushers, are they there? They don't even know where the hell they are. So, yeah, it's upsetting when you can't get what you want in the stadium and you're paying top dollar for these tickets. Then you have a vaccinated section, an unvaccinated. It was so screwy last time we went. It was ridiculous. They didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know what they were. And once you get into the stadium, you can sit wherever the hell you want to. So whether you were vaccinated or not, who the hell is going to check? It was just it was a free-for-all. But, yeah, they are. They're losing money. So it's going to be a shutdown again. So we just have to play it by ear. And don't lose the faith. Bleed blue all the way across the board. We just pray for a better year. Things will hopefully get better. Don't lose faith and bleed blue. Thank you guys for having me. Congratulations,
I'm
Carl.
Burning up, man.
And I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to meet you guys face-to-face, but I promise I'll keep my my hands clean next time we do this, because it was just bad timing, that's all. But thank you, Susie, and everybody. I haven't heard from you in so long, and Bakes, and Carl's just awesome. If you guys can listen to Susie with the Yankees, she's awesome. Knickerbocker, Av, Dom, if I forgot anybody, Scott, Ranger Proud, you guys are all awesome. So when I'm not on, I always listen. So bleed blue and keep doing what you're doing.
Shout out to Chris. Thank you. Susie Prof, can we go back to you? Can you get an answer to RP's question on that real quick? I know we're out of time.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
No, I agree with the sentiments of the group. I know that the uptick for COVID and the new variant is going to be all the way through the end of January. So it'll be very interesting to see if the NFL does anything. If they postpone, I don't know how they would do that. You got the Super Bowl, which is going to come right on the heels of the end of this, hopefully what will be the end of this variant. Who knows what's going to happen? There'll be another one, I'm sure. But I guess at the end of the day, it's unfortunate that we can't stay consistent with what we need to do. Put a line in the sand and just say, well, this is what we're going to do to keep everybody safe. But unfortunately, No one can agree. One sport versus another sport, one union versus another union. I think y'all said it right. You know, out of all the unions out there representing sports players, the NFL is the worst. And I could see them doing it. And I could see a lot of people getting sick and a lot of people having problems as a result. So, unfortunately, I think they're not going to cancel. The other flip side of that is I think we're in for a really rough January, which is going to really screw everything up.
Susie Prof, thank you very much. Ranger Prof, give us your final thoughts, your pages, your social media handles, all that, bro. Real quick, final thoughts from you, and we'll go down right down the line and get everybody's information, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Appreciate it. 2021 Stakeholder Holiday Party.
Well, thanks for this, Steve, and the platform you give us every night, every Tuesday night. It's a blast. You guys can get me on Ranger Proud on Facebook, on Twitter. My writings are Empire Sports Media, Forever Blue Shirts. Hope everyone has a healthy, healthy, safe Christmas. And I look forward to doing this again. Stay safe, everyone.
Shout out to RP, man. Thank you. And there's good dialogue on Ranger Proud's Facebook page and Twitter as well. If you're into the hockey, man, a lot of news and information, man. Shout out to RP, man. It's great doing work with you guys on Tuesday. Let's go back to the hockey guy before I get to the football guy. Scott, your final thoughts as well, man. Thank you for – I'm working on Last Kingdom, bro. I promise you. I'll probably get to it by Martin Luther King Day. I'll finish it. I promise you.
Yeah, I know. And then I'll start beating on you for Yellowstone after that. But that's a story for another time. Thank you for inviting me to this. I really appreciate that one-on-one thing that we did, that interview with me. Yeah, that was fantastic a few months ago. You know, when a couple years ago when you first started trying to get me on the Weekly Ranger show, I know that I legitimately am in bed by like 9:30. I like wanted to be on your show. I could make it like once or twice a year. But I appreciate you. You know, I guess I'm a regular now. And look forward to that Tuesday show. That's the one night a week where I am up to about 10, unless the Rangers are playing a late game. I appreciate all of this. I love that show. I have a lot of fun. It's a great group, and thank you for making me part of it. So Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. Happy New Year. Good stuff.
Hey, Scotty, you belong on this show, bro. I've listened to you. You belong on this show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Flattery will get you everywhere with me.
I remember Scott, before we go to Carl, but Scott, man, I remember the jokes used to have. It's kind of good and bad because Buchnevich used to kill Buchnevich, man. I know he's on the Blues now and all that, but man, used to have us dying with that. And the Kreider jokes, man, I'm glad that we're staying off of that for a while. He's doing good things, but Scott, it's great to have you on the Ring Podcast with Ranger Proud, man. Thank you very much. Carl, man, your final thoughts and then Bakes after that.
Nothing really, it's always good to be with all of you guys and, in person. I know we haven't had a chance to do many of those this year for obvious reasons. Hopefully 2022 can, we can, bump that up,
well,
a good deal.
At least you got that win out of it. Remember the New Orleans game? I was with you at the New Orleans game. And remember, I walked out.
That's right. You left. So you missed the 25% of the wins that we've seen this time. Right now, what are you? You're still at 0%, right? You're still batting 0-0?
No, I got
0-0.
One, actually. I got one. Well, if you talk about any of our teams, I got the Miami game. When the Yankees got Rizzo and, Gallo. Their first game, Miami, Friday.
Joey Gallo.
I was there.
I don't have time to get in there right now. I'm just gonna. I don't want to be emotional about that. But hey, listen. Cheers to a better 2022, and hope to see you guys very soon.
Man, shout out to Carl, man. At the C Notes on Twitter, man. And he's the former head of the Big Blue Chicago, man. They did a lot of fun things with that group, man. Shout out to Carl, man. Thank you very much. And of course, Bakes, the frontliners, all the community service, the tailgating, and fellowship. Final thoughts from you, sir, and social media handles and all that, man.
You can find me on IG at NYG Frontliners, on Twitter, Frontliners NYG, and on Facebook at The Frontliners. It was a rough football season. It's a pleasure meeting everyone that I've never met before. Went to four games, had three tailgates, saw one win in New Orleans. But it was a great time seeing everybody out on the road. That's really what's the big part for me in doing the community service. And hopefully the Knicks will, you know, pick up the lag. I loved how they started in the beginning, but it kind of tailed off. You got to do some adjustments. But I'm happy football season is three games away, for me at least. And looking forward to see what the organization will do with the front office, because if they don't fix the front office, it's going to be a repeat of this year. Lee Blue.
Peace. All right. Last year, despite the fact that the world essentially closed down mid-March, we had already had Indy.
We had
the All-Star games.
So triggered.
Shout out to Bates. Let's go to the infamous one himself, Knickerbocker Av, or Search for the Streets, man. Fournier was stealing money, but I'm not really buying what he did in Boston over the weekend. But your final thoughts,
neither
sir.
Am I. Neither am I. Look, I'm looking at Leon Rose. Like, I'm looking at his picture just so I can really know what this dude looks like in case I run into him, you know, in Manhattan. Because I got some things to say to him, man, because – you know, this team he assembled, it looked good on paper, but it doesn't work, man. So, you know, you really got to, you know, I think he really needs to, you know, look out in that trade market and see, you know, what it is that we have to do to, you know, to make this team work, because we built some very good positive momentum last season. And to go into this season, the way we started, what, 6-1? And now, you know, we're below 500. This is not acceptable. You know, you can't do that to Knicks fans. You can't do that to New Yorkers on any platform. You know, just to have, you know, that positive momentum and then it carry over in the beginning of the season for them to just fall off completely off the grid. They're not leading in anything other than – I don't even know. Dom had to check me on this one because, you know, turnovers are starting to mount up a lot. But anyways, these losses are also mounting up and they're getting on my damn nerves. But as always, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Knickerbocker Av. I don't really post much anymore, but I'm going to get back to it. You know, once I put the kiddies to bed, I'm going to get back to back to my madness and putting up memes and you know, haunting Kevin Durant's nightmares. Yeah, I'm that guy. Anyways. Sagre Azul, all day, every day. Happy holidays, everyone. It was a pleasure to see every one of you. I'm sorry I'm not on right now. My laptop died, but it was a pleasure to see all of you. I listen to each and every one of you. You guys are awesome. And all that you do, you bring such a great, you know, a new flavor to this platform. And Steve, you already know how I feel about you, brother. I love you. You know, thank you so much for giving us all this platform and, you know, keeping the conversation going, because that's what it's all about. Making new connections. This is a brotherhood, a Bleed Root brotherhood. So I'm going to ask you all day, every day. Knickerbocker Av has signed out.
Thank you, Av. Shouts to Av, man. Thank you, brother. Love you, man. Shouts to Av. And of course, Dominic, man, your final thoughts real quick, and then we'll get Kristen, and then we'll wrap up, man. Dom, final thoughts for me, sir.
Keep your eyes on Leon Rose, because the only thing he's done so far was get us Tom Thibodeau, and now Thibodeau is the guy driving this bus with no wheels on it. He really hasn't given us what everybody thought he was going to give us. We'll give him time, but if you're a Knicks fan, time is of the essence. I ain't getting no younger, people. I can't wait. I got a picture of Earl Monroe in my office that he signed for me from the last Knicks championship. So I can't wait that long, people. I ain't got that much time left on earth. I'm going to be honest. I had a rough life defending this crazy country. But that being said, we'll get it right. But whatever it takes, I have faith in Thibodeau. I think the Knicks will steer this ship. But at the rate we're going, like I told you before, Steve, we're in the tougher Eastern Conference. You know, some of these teams ain't pushovers no more. The Wizards, the Cavs, the Hornets. You know, we're looking up at all of these players, these teams now. So let's hopefully right this ship by January, because at the rate we're going, we'll probably still be four games on the 500 come January 1st. Something has to be done, and again, not to be the dead horse, it has to be done internally. We ain't getting no free agents before January. We don't have many assets to trade, so something has to be done internally. Let's just hope it happens. And on that note, you know, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. This is a great platform. Like I told Steve, about 7 years ago, I met him. I was a retired guy with nothing to do. Retirement is not that great, people. You get kind of bored. But I met Steve at Knickerbocker Ave, and I have something to do on Wednesday nights other than travel. But I love it. And everybody, again, just keep your heads up, people. It's going to be all right. Trust me.
The Nardo DP, man, on Twitter, man, and on Instagram. Thank you for all you do for the Post, Sports Post, our squads across the board, all the leagues, man. You're fantastic, man. It's an honor, man, for another sports year with you, bro. Shout out to Dom. Kristen, final thoughts real quick before we get cut off. If you want to react on it, then we're out.
I just wish us all the best. Have a great holiday. Everybody stay safe. God bless. Merry Christmas. And we'll see you in the new year. Bleed blue. Thank you so much, Steve.
Bleed blue. Shout outs to Kristen, man. So for Susie Prof, Carl, D. Bakes, Mr. Ranger Proud, and Scott, Knickerbocker Ave, and Dom, and Kristen. I hope I ain't forgetting anybody, man. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, all their platforms, Bleeding Yankee Blue, Ranger Proud, Forever Blue Shorts, Empire Sports Media, Knickerbocker Avenue, Source for the Streets, for our Knicks, the Frontliners, the Bleed Blue Show, man. Thank you very much for a fantastic sports year. We're going into 2022, hopefully on a positive note, man. Thanks to the stakeholders. We made Chris jealous with this episode. I promise you, he's going to hear from me, man. Bleed Blue, can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.